Environmental groups and the oil industry are both expressing concern about the latest iteration of Bill C-69, which sets out a new environmental assessment process for major developments. Gretchen Fitzgerald is the National Program Director of the Sierra Club of Canada. She joins us live on phone this morning. Good morning, Gretchen.
Good morning.
I'm sure you have a laundry list of concerns with this piece of legislation. What are your key concerns?
I mean, our key concern is under this bill, which did get voted through the third reading in the House late last night, is giving more oversight and power to the offshore petroleum boards, which we believe have a conflicting mandate to promote the industry, and now are being asked to have even further power to assess for environmental impacts. And we think that conflict hasn't helped our oceans so far, and unfortunately what the Liberals have done now is made it even worse.
These petroleum boards, the regulatory bodies, they do answer to government. So isn't that the checks and balances, the oversight required, that if government thinks they've gone too far or have displayed distinct bias, they can be reined in or people can be moved out?
Well, there always is that check and balance at the end of the line. But honestly, in my experience, I mean, we just saw the Husky spill happen off Newfoundland. There's been very few checks and balances after that. In the Gulf of St. Lawrence, where we're actually in court against the offshore boards to try and stop drilling in that ecosystem, where there was massive opposition, neither the federal nor the provincial government intervened to say, no, this is a special place where it's being that's heavily impacted now by other things, and a spill there would devastate it. They didn't step up. A lot of the folks that sit on the boards, not all, but come from an oil and gas industry background. It's where their expertise is, and they just lack the expertise to understand environmental impacts.
Do you think the environmental assessment process today is credible?
It's better than it became last night. So right now, the agency, the Environmental Assessment Agency, does assessments for, say, exploratory drilling. Under the new bill, the boards will sit on review panels that have five members, and they will have two seats on those panels and potentially chair them. So if industry then sort of gets another person on that panel, there's essentially three people on that panel coming from an oil and gas perspective. So where's the fairness with regard to the fishing industry, with regard to indigenous rights, that they don't have guaranteed seats, and they certainly, you know, don't have as much space at the table as the oil and gas industry does under the current draft of the bill.
For the oil and gas industry, they look at timelines. For an exploratory well to be drilled, it's something like 60 or 90 day project, but it might take upwards of 3 years for approval. Why is longer better insofar as environmental assessments are concerned?
Longer isn't better, and I think that's been a big, big misunderstanding. And I know that Newfoundland wants to drill 100 new exploratory wells in the next 10 years or so, and obviously we have grave concerns about the climate impacts of that. We have research showing that the end production of the oil and gas that they're projecting that would come from such an expansion of the industry would contribute almost 10% of the global carbon budget that keeps us below 1.5 degrees Celsius, which is what we need to do. So Newfoundland would be heavily implicated in the climate emergency by realizing this goal. But yeah, so we don't think a longer assessment for each of those 100 wells, should they come to pass, is a good thing. What we want is effective assessment. And anyone who is engaged in environmental assessment knows often the delays come from the proponent not providing reports on time, not responding to questions on time. This is not about timelines. This is about effective process. And internationally, it is recognized that what are called life cycle regulators should not have a role in things like environmental assessment. So Canada has really slid backwards here.
Between environmental groups such as the Sierra Club and the oil and gas industry, very little, if any, common ground. Is this a matter of picking winners and losers?
I think the one chief winner obviously needs to be the environment and the people of Newfoundland and Labrador. And I think what we're seeing now globally, and I hope provincially, is a rising concern that we need to tackle climate change. And I really hope that will be our common ground, where we start to see the light with regard to this industry. We've already seen impacts or suspected impacts on seabirds and sea life. We're really concerned about endangered species. All of these problems are going to get worse, of course, with climate change, those threats to those that wildlife, and then, of course, impacts on coastal communities. So I hope Newfoundland and Labrador, as they usually do, will do its part to help in this global problem of climate change. So I hope that will be our common ground so we don't have to have winners and losers. And I would point out, I know the news piece before me talked about Muskrat Falls. Mm-hmm. Well, poor assessment of Muskrat Falls and not getting answers at the beginning has led to this problem, this boondoggle that the entire province is seized with now. So I find it deeply, deeply ironic that now we want to have poor assessment for other mega industrial projects in the offshore that could have equally devastating impacts for coastal communities, for fisheries, and for the climate. So two wrongs do not make a right. And I just don't want to see us continue to go down this road of not looking before we leap.
Energy ministers around the country, including here in this province, they see some of the issues inside of Bill C-69 being a potential to stall the economy. Long has Canada been a natural resource type of country insofar as economic driver. What do you say to the people out there who are worried about the economic spinoff of Bill C-69 and your stance as a Sierra Club?
I think, unfortunately, Bill C-69 is being used as a political football and a punching bag for the poor performance of the oil and gas industry, particularly out west, because of the price of oil. And it's very convenient to blame something else when things are going wrong with the economy. We all know this, and we've seen politicians do it again and again. And I've even heard Cape Breton Senator Mike McDonald say on the news that he thinks that Bill C-69 is what's responsible for the lack of people in seats on his WestJet flights out west. That is completely erroneous, and it's very, very misleading. Like I say, good assessment is about getting the right projects approved and actually done in a timely fashion. I don't think community groups and environmental groups that participate in these assessments, and a lot of them do it based on volunteer time, want these things to drag on. The stress of it is immense for potentially impacted communities. They don't want them to drag on either, but they do want a good process that they can have faith in. And that's what motivated the amendment of Bill, the change in environmental assessment, the commitment that the Liberals made in the last election to make environmental assessment credible. That's what motivated it, was the lack of credibility. And look, here we have, unfortunately, complete lack of credibility for the offshore, which is a huge portion of Canada's ocean space.
You want the bill to
and
be
also,
fixed.
I guess I would add on the economic front, we're very pleased to see the FFAW join in the letter today that's going to be printed in the Telegram about this issue. So I think in terms of also supporting the economy, it's about those industries that have supported our communities over the long haul, fishing and tourism, those things that will be there beyond the boom and bust of the oil and gas industry.
Gretchen, thank you very much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
That's Gretchen Fitzgerald. She's the National Program Director of the Sierra Club of Canada.